This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Oh, welcome to Coaching the Life Coach. I'm your host, Jason McClain, and your guide in the 21st century marketplace. What's worse is you'll be frustrated. You'll live in concern and fear where your next prospect is coming. You'll be worried. And generally speaking, you just won't have the kind of freedom that can only come from financial freedom. Besides that, it's just not as much fun. So let's really unpack this. I call it the chain of meeting. So there's the event, and then there's your interpretation of the event. Resulting from your interpretation of the event is your emotional reaction. The initial sensations, the ugh, or the ha, or the ooh, or whatever it may be. Last week we started a series on mindsets, and we spoke about how you are a salesperson first, and how that's the single most important organizing principle that you can have, provided, of course, that you're competent and you're certain that you can provide some value. Obviously, sales skills are no replacement for competence. I don't mean to suggest that. But what I mean to suggest is that you can be the most competent person in the world, and if you haven't accepted that you must learn the tools of skills and influence, then you will be destined to a life of never breaking six figures. What's worse is you'll be frustrated. You'll live in concern and fear where your next prospect is coming. You'll be worried. And generally speaking, you just won't have the kind of freedom that can only come from financial freedom. Besides that, it's just not as much fun. Right, so last week, the single most important organizing principle, as I said, is that you're a salesperson first. Now, you might have had some initial emotional reaction to that. I expect at least half of you did. And that's perfect, because it gives us an access point to today's mindset. And the mindset for today and for this week is that you are the author and authority in your life. You are fundamentally the creator of your emotional experience. And you are 100% responsible for the results and for your experience that you're having. Or as I like to say, your experience of your experience. Because there's really the thing itself, and then there's your relationship to it. You know, we could have a recession or a depression, which is a certain calculus of various economic indicators and certain variables and numbers and blah, blah, blah. And what do you make that mean? What's your relationship to it? What's your interpretation of it? How does it impact you? What's your emotional reaction when you hear that news? What do you make it mean? And then what's the resulting atmosphere that you're surrounded by as a result? So let's really unpack this. I call it the chain of meeting. So there's the event, and then there's your interpretation of the event. Resulting from your interpretation of the event is your emotional reaction. The initial sensations, the ugh, or the ha, or the ooh, or whatever it may be. And then, particularly if it's negative, there's something suppressive or oppressive about the atmosphere. There's what you made it mean about you personally. As a result of what you made it mean personally, there's your atmospheric condition or your emotional experience, not just reaction, but experience. Let's unpack this. Let's use something that, you know, most of you are probably doing, which is a phone call. Let's say you're making a bunch of phone calls and you're just not producing the results you want to produce. You're not getting the kind of responses you're looking to get. And you just have a horrible day statistically on the phone. And you go home and maybe you feel really heavy. Maybe you feel reluctant to pick up the phone for the rest of the afternoon. there's all sorts of ways in which you could respond, and you end up with an atmosphere around you of just, you know, despair or hopelessness or frustration or annoyance or fear about some impending financial obligation or whatever it may be. But especially with the heavier ones, you know, let's say you're just hopeless about this. Ah, gosh. And, or maybe you're really clear that you're taking it personally. And if we back up, okay, so here's the atmosphere of despair or of hopelessness or of resignation, maybe. We back up, well, what are you making it mean about yourself or about your business? And you can bet that underneath that atmosphere is something like, well, you know, I'm always going to be ineffective, or I'm never going to be successful at this, or, you know, people just don't like me, or I'm a bad salesperson, I'm not doing this effectively, or even worse, I'm a bad person because I'm not doing this effectively. Now, those of you who have already chosen to discard this off, saying, oh, well, I never do that, I've had a few clients who've said the same thing. And underneath it all, if there's an atmosphere, some sort of suppressive atmosphere, oppressive atmosphere, hopeless atmosphere, something heavy sensationally, you are doing this. It's just out of your awareness. So your job is to bring it into awareness. And so, you know, what are you making it mean? What does it mean for you or about you or about your business that you're, and then you fill in the blank with however you're interpreting it. And how are you interpreting it? Is it rejection? Is that what you're calling it? Are you characterizing it as rejection? Which, of course, wouldn't exactly have me dance a jig if I were to interpret it that way. And to build in behavioral flexibility and interpretive flexibility, you have to come up with at least three alternative interpretations. It could be rejection. It could be that you could call it a different time of day to be more effective. It could be, and the truth is, it doesn't mean anything about you personally. And will eventually get you to train your mind to get to that place of total freedom where you realize, well, what does it mean that people aren't saying yes to you? Well, it means people aren't saying yes to you. That's all that it means. How should you characterize it or interpret it? Well, you should characterize and interpret it as, you know, you've only made 3 contacts in 100 dials. Not that you're getting rejected, or not that no one's there, or not that, you know, you're calling at the wrong time of day even. But even more neutral, even more empowering is simply that, well, the way to interpret 3 contacts out of 100 is that you've made 3 contacts out of 100. You can go ahead and troubleshoot it further, but be very careful about characterizations. In the descriptive domain, you've got freedom. In the characterization, in the domain of characterizations, then you're going to have judgments and far more likely to have an emotional reaction. It doesn't serve you. So I'm going to encourage you, by the way, to read the episode page and to also read a link to an article. It's Emotional Freedom Techniques that is on the blog, both in Personal Life Media and at evolutionaryawareness.com. And consider the article a companion to this podcast and reread those ideas in that article. And consider this something that's happening all the time unconsciously. There's the event. Next in line comes your interpretation of the event or your characterization. From your characterization, that gives rise to your emotional reaction. Then, if it's, you may even go further and make it something personally meaningful about you. Make it mean something about you. If it's something like shame that you're feeling, then we actually know with great certainty that that means that you're making it mean something about your very value as a human being. And the truth is, nobody can take away your value as a human being except for you. Only you can do that. And if you're not that internally validated, well, we'll get you there. So first, I just want to remind you that we've negotiated a couple of affiliate deals for you. So if you go to 123NLP.com, that's 123NLP.com. That's one of the most comprehensive depots for both training as well as training products, books, tapes for neurolinguistic programming. This wonderful, wonderful field that's been developed. That is a regular storehouse of distinctions for the structure of your subjective experience to give you more emotional freedom and more access and greater skill as a communicator. Additionally, if you go to audiopodcast.com/sales, that's your special URL for audible.com so that you can get additional discounts off of their huge library of everything from fiction to personal development. When you go to 123NLP.com, be sure to use the promo code SALES if you buy anything and you'll get an additional discount. I'm Jason McLean, your host and your guide in the 21st century marketplace. Once again, it's a pleasure to contribute to you. Thank you for listening. For any questions about this podcast or any podcast in this series, email me at jason@personallifemedia.com. There's two L's in personallifemedia.com. I'm Jason McLean, your host and your guide in the 21st century marketplace.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.